5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Andrea. How you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am, you know, I'm doing well.
What put you on such a path today to doing well?
I am being intentional about just saying it's good. Things are good.
Things are great.
The sun is shining.
Amazing.
I'm taking that from our mindfulness episode from last week.
Look at you.
And I set this intention and I'm good. I'm doing good.
Amazing. Amazing. I am mindful to the fact that my house is absolute chaos.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you in that. Tell our listeners what's happening at your house right now.
So we are getting some construction done. And again, I always hate to bring up examples like this where you're like, you know, you don't want to be, I don't want to be like white suburban woman problems, you know, like construction.
Your heart is hard, girl. Your heart
is hard. It is hard. So we moved into our house 6 years ago. There's a part of our house that just like doesn't make sense. Apparently it used to be a double garage. Anyway, just there's just a lot going on.
Double garage, like a four?
Like a four, yeah. Yeah.
Like
weird. Oh, okay. It's okay. Anyway, so it didn't make sense. It was a big wreck, and we have saved money over the last 6 years to be able to renovate this area. Amazing. So exciting.
Yay.
I had no idea what home renovations are like. I had no idea. And so my day-to-day lived experience right now is stress, dust, noise, paint stripper fumes, stress.
Ooh.
Like every single piece of my environment has been picked up, thrown up into the air, jammed into a corner, and is dirty and not functioning. And then you look at the timeline and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be like this if things are on track for another 4 weeks.
We
don't have any furniture on the first floor of my house. We don't have a bathroom on the first floor of my house. There's just a lot going on right now. And I am definitely experiencing how our environment impacts our mood. And then it's not just me. There's 4 or 5 other people living in my house that are impacted by this environment. So everyone is extra snippy. Everyone is crabby. No one knows where anything is. So yeah, it's been a thing.
Brave to do this in the summer too, when kids school all day.
We were just saying it would be worse during the school year because we couldn't function like this with them in school.
That's a good point. How are you going to like pack lunches and all that? Yeah, that's a good point.
I did not know what we were signing up for. A couple nights ago, I was going to bed trying to have a mindful moment for myself and for how very stressed I was and just say, it's going to be worth it at the end. And I'm just hoping that it is, but we just keep running into problems, like an HGTV show, which is way less amusing when it's your house and things go wrong. And then
not
they
easy
want
on
more
a
money.
Marriage. Nope. Not easy on a marriage. It's very not. Stressful. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Our basement flooded.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So we're upstairs in the kitchen a couple days ago. And, you know, so many basements in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We've never had a problem. I don't know. But my son's looking for my husband and he's yelling for him. And all of a sudden I hear my husband respond from the basement in a not nice tone. And I was like, ooh, something's going on. Mm-hmm. So being, you know, the great wife I am, I sent my son down, not myself. And he went down and he comes back up and he's like, Mom, do not go down there. And I'm like, wasn't planning on it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, like I all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, my father-in-law showed up. He's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. He's like, heard. I'm like, haven't seen, haven't heard. He's in the basement.
You're like, I actually just exited the scene when I sensed trouble and I have no idea what's going on.
I can't help in this situation. Mm-hmm. So I look at my daughter and she's like, Dad's in a real bad mood. I'm like, oh, totally. We're going to get out of the way. Like, let's go into the family room. We put on Zootopia. We, for the second time in 2 weeks, we haven't watched it in years. And all of a sudden it's like, family favorite, and we just snuggled up on the couch, felt slightly guilty but also enjoyed the moment, snuggled up on the couch with my two kids, stayed out of the way, heard some, you know, colorful language coming from the basement a couple times, and
homeownership, man, it is not for the faint of heart, that is for sure.
Kind of miss my condo in the city.
I know I used to every once in a while I'll say I wish we moved it like back into an apartment where you like call maintenance to change a light bulb. There's something very appealing about that when you have to deal with
it. Yeah, the whole home thing is not always what it's cracked up to be.
It's not. Well, I decided I needed to turn the tide this morning, so I went to the gym. And thankfully, the gym has recovered since the whole doppelganger incident that happened a few weeks ago.
Wait,
did I tell
what?
You about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I owe you a story.
I'm like, should I know what she's talking about right now?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember which stories I've told and which stories I've held. So I've been going to the gym and I've been going early in the morning. And you know, mm-hmm. if you go to the gym, that if you go the same time every day, you start to see the same people.
You get your people.
Right. So I'm there working out and recognize one of our neighbors. I'm going to call him Joe. One of our neighbors is there. I was like, oh, there's Joe. He's just lifting. And he is like lifting, right? I'm like, holy shit. I had no idea. This guy is like, I mean, ripped, right? Like, wow. Okay. So then I see him again. And then I see him again. This is going on for days and days. Of course, I don't say hello because I'm not trying to like talk to someone at the gym, but it's becoming
just
increasingly
from afar and noticing right. how much he's lifting.
Well, you know how it is where you're sitting like two benches over from someone and you're both looking in the mirror and you're like, I am fully aware that we are both here, but I'm not trying to like say hi to you this morning. But now it's starting to get weird and I'm starting to get weird because I'm a weird person. So I tell my husband, like, I saw Joe at the gym. Like, did you know he was like Wolverine? Like, this is crazy.
Wolverine.
Like, he must just like be hiding this under his shirts. And my husband's like, wow, I had no idea. So I go and am doing some squats with the squat bar, which is a whole thing in and of itself, a relatively new thing for me. And I turn around and I come like face to face with Wolverine Joe, right? Like we're like 20 feet away, but I've locked eyes with him, okay? He, meanwhile, is pressing, like chest pressing some ungodly amount of weight. He is like in the middle of like, oh, and I like lock eyes with him. And so I have to say hello. So I'm like, hey, like the most like little limp, like, hey neighbor Joe. Okay. And I was like, oh God. And so then I like skulk away and try to hide in the gym and try to avoid him. So I go home, tell my husband again. I saw Joe lifting. I see Joe's wife. I was like, tell Joe that was me saying hi to him in the gym. Like, you know, whatever. Come to find out, Joe does not go to our gym.
Who is it?
I have no idea, but it's not our neighbor. So now I've been like, in the same general area.
I
this
seem to be like, dude,
this
chick just checks me out every time 100%. I'm there. She kind of like tried to say, oh, he totally like, thinks you have a crush on him.
Yes. And now I like, I might have to switch gyms. But
no, dude, just go up to Wolverine and be like, thought you were somebody else.
No,
just channel me.
That.
Channel
no.
me. And you know, and I would awkwardly go up and be like, listen, I thought you were somebody else. Impressive weight you're lifting.
Right. Just wanted to know, wanted you to know. I have been telling people about
also,
you.
Have you heard about my podcast? Because I talked about you on my podcast.
Yeah, that's not awkward at all.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I just started going back to a gym. So I have been working out in said flooded basement now. Thank God. It's almost like the universe was pointing me in the right direction because I've religiously worked out at home ever since my youngest was on like a set nap schedule and my oldest was too. And I just didn't want to disrupt it. So I started working out at home. Never thought I would do it for so long, but I just kind of got into this habit and routine. Then COVID happened. So thank goodness I was in that routine. But just this past month, I decided to go back to a gym. And it's funny because as social and extroverted as I am, mm-hmm. I have been at the gym I joined. I literally leave. I work out really early in the morning. I leave 5 minutes before class starts. It's just a small gym. It's a very focused type of workout. They even have the lights are dimmed. It's a whole vibe. It's a cool vibe. But I love it because I don't want to go socialize with anybody and everybody at the big gym. I actually don't know how to exit conversations very well. So if I go to a big gym, I will end up going for an hour class and I'll be there for 3 hours because I'll be talking and I'll be talking and I don't know how, like it is literally my least favorite thing is to try to exit a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just keep talking.
Well, maybe you should just awkwardly avoid anyone that you see that you think you recognize and then like limp wave at them after 3 or 4 weeks.
No, I just join a gym that's right down the street where they keep the lights dim. And I just, you know, say hi to a couple of my people, you know, because we have like a whole club now, right? A whole like 5:30 crew. Mm-hmm. So we all say hi, but we're all there to do the same thing. We're not there to chit chat and like sip smoothies. We're there to work out and get out of there.
Can I ask, what are the ladies wearing these days at the gym? Because at my gym right now, there's a lot of like bandeau tops with like a one string.
Ooh.
I
how
don't
do you keep your boobs in those.
That's what I'm saying. These are obviously young women. Young.
Well, yeah. See, so the gym I go to, another reason I avoid, I just avoid like uncomfortable situations probably more than I should. But I go to the smaller gym because it's mostly my age. Women and men. I live in a small community, so we all kind of know each other, but most of us are wearing like a, you know, like a tight workout top, kind of like a, I don't know, like, I think they're actually called sports bras now, but they're long.
Okay.
And then either leggings or biker shorts.
Okay.
That's what, like, that's the, you know, I will totally take a picture and send it to you next time I go, because that's
please do.
Awkward.
That, yeah, that won't be,
no,
that
I will. Will.
That will not be weird.
No, you
all.
Know I will, too. I'll do, like, a big selfie, and I'll be like, hey, guys. And I'll totally do it.
I need some gym inspo for sure. Well, when we come back from this break, I want to tell you about a headline that I just saw on a magazine that showed up at my house that I think you might be very intrigued by.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So yesterday, We decided to go through the mail. It's been a hot minute since we went through the mail. And I thought there might be some checks in there. So I was like, need my money. But Women's Health magazine just showed up in my, what do you call that? In my mailbox.
I don't know. I check it like once a week. It's usually stopped like to the brim because we don't check it very often.
That's what we do too. Do you ever get random magazines that just show up at your, house?
I'm always like, did I do that? How did I do that?
I'm wondering the same thing. Like, am I secretly paying for this? I don't know.
Or yeah, is I get this the like weird a, ones too.
Is this a bait? You know, they're like trying to see if they can catch me.
It's a bait. Yeah. It's a total bait.
I'll take it. So I used to love Women's Health magazine, and on the cover, there was this headline, The Epic Guide to Glute Gains.
And like, make your butt bigger?
Yeah, girl.
That's what I just... Yeah, because the 90s are back, so everybody wants a big booty again.
No, that was a skinny. The 90s were so skinny, and now we're back in the Kardashian cycle.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I think that wasn't for everybody.
I don't know. Colorado, they like their big booties.
I did not experience... That was what I was thinking, is that this is so different than how we grew up. But maybe I grew up differently. When I was a young lady in the 90s, all anyone ever wanted from exercise was to get skinny.
Yeah, like, true.
Skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. It was like hard cardio. I used to do I'm like losing all my words today. Yep. I need a little bit more coffee. The step class. You know, where you'd go up and down on the step, up and down the step. Step exercise.
Jazzercise? Yeah.
Kind of like that. And I did
Gene
that.
Gene Simmons?
Like, I know. Gene Simmons.
I remember doing Jane, like legs of steel, butt of steel, those videos.
I was with Jane Fonda, who was also mentioned in Baby Got Back. But not in a good way. But I was with Jane Fonda because I wanted to be a skinny lady doing that little stair stepper thing. We also had a Nordic track.
You're so cool. I can't believe you had a Nordic track. We had like some old school like bike thing.
How did you exercise when you were younger? Like what was the idea of exercise for you? No?
No, I hate exercising. What? I know you're not going to believe me, but I actually hate exercising. I did not start exercising until probably like my oldest was 2. I'm telling you, I don't like it. I do it because it helps my mental health. That is why I do it. If I could feel the way I feel after a workout and my stress level was like that, and I wouldn't do it. I'm telling you, I do it for the mental health benefits.
My mind is blown.
I've never been a runner. I've never done any of that. I was a dancer.
Okay.
Growing up, so that was my exercise, right? Dancing. I danced. I was a pom in high school, but then college came and I never worked out a day in college.
Oh my gosh.
I never worked out in my 20s. Working out was like lifting a glass to my mouth and putting it back down. And that was
got that bicep. That right hand bicep really strong. Yeah.
This arm was like so strong. Yeah.
We could not be more different in this way. I feel like the magazines of the day were just showing, you know, like anorexia porn, like skinny women. Oh. And I, because this was so encouraged in my home growing up, like you've got to get fit, which meant you got to get thin. I remember exercising for the express purpose of getting thin from the time I was as young as I can remember. And I remember we used to weightlift. But you'd lift like 3-pound
like
weights.
Little tiny weights.
Yeah, the tiny.
Or you'd have like the 5-pound wrist ones. Like,
yes.
And ankle weights.
Right. And you'd have to do like, they'd be like, you don't want to lift weights.
You want to get big.
Because you're going to get big. You're going to get bulked up. You don't want to get bulked. And so I remember being terrified of even doing things like squats. And I remember having in college a roommate who was like, she wouldn't do anything that worked her legs. She would just do Pilates. She's like, I really don't want to bulk. And so that was kind of what we were aiming for, at least I think generally in the 90s, was a skinny woman just doing a ton of cardio.
Absolutely.
And things have changed. Like the headline would say that things have changed.
Well, because we have become more strength-based because we now know that just the importance of building muscle. Mm-hmm. And we become more accepting with muscles on women, as we should. Mm-hmm. But it has shifted. It's funny when you talk about the 90s. I remember my sister being crazy about her workout. I just didn't. I don't know. I actually am a lot lazier than you would think.
I'm very surprised by this.
I know you are. I don't even think you're going to believe me. And I'm like, no, like, somebody will be like, hey, okay, here's a fun story for you. Mm-hmm. I was sitting at, it was winter time here. And my daughter's at the gym all the time for gymnastics, that gym. And I was sitting there and two of the moms were like, let's go walk. And I looked at them, I'm like, why? Like, why? I just want to sit. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. You call me to go for a walk and I'm like, ugh, why? I'm telling you, I am so much lazier than you think I am because I'm busy. But if you're like, let's go for, I love that you walk. You're always like, let's go like with your friends.
Yeah.
Why?
We are learning something new about each other. I have been an obsessive exerciser since I was young. I did distance training for running until my, broke 2 feet in the last 5 years. I've done all of it. I've done the stair exercise. I've done the Nordic track. I've done the weightlifting. I've done the gymnastics and the running and the kickboxing. I do love the kickboxing. I have personal relationship with all of the instructors on Beachbody.
Oh, me too. For sure. Beachbody on demand. I did that religiously for at least 6 years.
How do you feel about Joel?
Hey, Joel.
Shalene's my girl, but I had to cancel Joel.
I love Shalene. Mm-hmm. She is phenomenal. And I was a turbo kick, like, fanatic.
So was I.
When I started working out, it was turbo kick that got me, like, that was the first thing I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I peed myself because babies. Yes, babies. I still can't jump without peeing a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Women will understand.
Maybe you need to do some like Kegel-y exercises for that. Is Kegel-y a word?
Yeah. It's been on my list for like 8 years. I'm like, yeah, it's boring.
So as women, we have gotten messages from our very early days until now about what being healthy in your body looks like. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about how exercise impacts your mental health. Just all about the headlines today, and I've got one that made a splash recently, and I want to know what you think about this. So there was a recent meta-analysis that came out in 2023 that stated that physical activity is 1.5 times more effective at reducing mild to moderate symptoms of depression, psychological stress, and anxiety than medication or cognitive behavioral therapy.
What? I'm like shaking my head. Yes.
Okay.
So this isn't new though to me. I've heard this for years, mm-hmm. and so much that there were studies done that if somebody works out quite frequently on a regular basis, then they have an injury and they can't work out. Mm. The effects on your brain chemistry can be similar to if you just stop taking your like SSRI medication cold turkey.
Mm.
And I educate people on that all the time, which would also make sense where you see athletes and they get really depressed after they can't do their thing or they can't work out. And a lot of it is related to brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is also when you were saying you were surprised by my not loving exercise, but doing it. It's because of the mental health reasons.
Yeah.
It is noticeably different for me. The mornings I go and work out, and the mornings I don't. Mm-hmm. My system is so different. So I truly work out, for my health, for my body, but I do it for my mind.
Yeah. Do you notice a difference? Like, can you tell in your body when you need to go work out?
Oh, gosh, yeah. My anxiety goes up.
Yeah,
when I haven't worked out in a couple of days, I'm edgier, I'm irritable. My body's like, I need to go get this out. Mm-hmm. And there is a great book that talks about the stress cycle and our stress response and how exercise helps complete that stress cycle.
Yes.
That we as women get into. Burnout, baby. Yeah, the Burnout. Book is called Burnout.
Yeah, Burnout by Emily Nagoski.
Phenomenal book.
Such a good book. And that was one thing that really shaped my understanding of exercise and the reason for it, too. I have found since acknowledging the benefit that exercise has on my whole like body, mind, spirit, well-being, that I'm able to be a lot more consistent with exercising. And I'm able to be a lot more open to what exercise means. Because a lot of times I think that in our culture, it's still very much the thing of like, if you lift weights, you've got to lift heavier weights. You know, if you're going to go to a class, you should go to Orange Theory. You should go to CrossFit. Like, oh, you know, just needing to be the biggest and the best and the hardest and the longest and all of these things. But now that I know how important movement is to completing your stress cycle, I am so much more open to and focused on things like just getting enough steps, which, by the way, it's hard to do.
It is so hard. I will work out and have a really good workout in the morning and then come to work and not hit 10,000 steps by the end of the day.
Agreed.
Even though I did this really good workout. So, it balances itself. But I often think that's the reason I have maintained a consistent workout schedule for so many years now is because it is for my mental health. I've noticed how it helps me feel, how the anxiety goes down in the winter. My gosh, does it help lift up that serotonin and all of that stuff that we struggle with when we're not getting the sunlight. And I would argue that it is equally important for our mental health as it is our physical health.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I totally track with this specific number of exercise being 1.5 times more valuable than, well, and especially because it's a meta-analysis, which means it takes all these studies and then it puts them all together and then it tries to create some sort of outcomes from that. You'd have to go back and look at each and every one of those studies and decide if they were well done, da 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 da. But it's worth saying that moving your body is a vital part of being healthy, not just in how you look and not even just in how your body functions, but in how you feel and how your mind works and how your emotions are and how you sleep at night. It's vital, vital, vital. You mentioned the stress cycle. Do you want to say a little bit more about that? Because I think that was something that's so critical for people to understand.
Yeah. And in her book, she does a really good job of talking through it, which I haven't read in a while. So I can only paraphrase what she talks about. But, you know, essentially when we are stressed, our nervous system is activated and we have this active state that I actually think a lot of people live in, this active state, and then we have fight or flight.
Yeah.
And when our nervous system gets to a place of fight or flight, we have to, not only when we bring it back down, we have to reset that system. Mm-hmm. And you would be shocked at how many times people stay stuck in that state of fight or flight or an active state without completing the stress response. So a lot of times we think if the threat is removed or the stressor is gone, that then the nervous system just resets, and it's just not true. You have to actually restart it. And here's the best way to see it play out is all mammals have to do this. And if you have a dog, you will see, right, if you ever see the dog go into fight mode, right, and they're just rah, 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 and they go and they like they're going to attack and they freeze a lot of times, right? And then watch them, they'll shake their whole body and run away. And that shake is the resetting of their nervous system. So we as human beings have to manually kind of do this shake. I mean, to reset.
Is this what you mean?
I'm shaking. Everybody's going to be walking down the street just shaking. I'm shimmying. You can see my sleeves shake. Look at those sleeves shake.
If you don't watch us on YouTube, you should hop over right now to see how Jessica suggests that you reset your stress response system.
Look at this. Just shake. Shake. I feel so good shimmying. But you have to reset that nervous system. And exercise is one of the best ways to restart it.
Yes, that was beautifully stated.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you talk about our nervous system getting activated, what we are built for as a species for survival is that when there is a stressor, that we will move. Everything in our body goes so that we can move. And so The problem is that that's really useful if, you know, you are prehistoric and you run into a lion and you would first flee. So you would start running. And then if you couldn't go fast enough, you would start to fight. And then you would freeze if you had no other options, right? But what we end up running into is not a lion. It's like someone being rude to you at the checkout at Starbucks, or, you know, your kids, mom, just over and over again. It's just these kind of micro moments that are stress and our body still reacts to, but it's just our little amygdala just being like, boop, boop, just like firing repeatedly at a low level all day long. And it's building up these stress chemicals in your body. And because you don't go screaming out the door when the Starbucks barista is rude to you, you never complete that unless you start exercising.
Exactly, which is the importance of it and why we wanted to talk about it more from a mental health standpoint and managing that system than how it's been talked about for women for decades after decades, which is what will make you fit, what will make you skinny, what will make you look good. And we're saying we got to look beyond that. It's more doing what we need to do to feel good. Feel good. I think it's a fundamental thing that people have got to do is move their bodies. I don't care what you're doing. Walking is great. It's one of the best things you can do. Swimming, any of it. But you've got to move your body or that nervous system can stay stuck.
Yeah, you've got to move your body and you've got to move it every day. Now, I know we have questions from our listeners about how to actually make this happen, which we're going to answer on Thursday.
Yay, my favorite day.
Yes. So if you are not already following the show, please make sure that you follow it right now and come back on Thursday so we can talk about some of these barriers to exercise and how to handle them. That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.